Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee. Strong and fresh, and the Lord always has your miracle in mind. I hope that you're having an incredible Tuesday. I want to deeply apologize for not being able to make a show yesterday. I was in a meeting that I could not get out of, and I deeply apologize. I'm still going to try to get those where they come out live on pre-recording and make sure that we don't ever miss that, because we want to make sure that we stay consistent on our show and do what we can do. But yesterday, it was a circumstance I could not get out of, and I deeply, deeply apologize. So we hope that you understand. We know that you do. We're having an incredible Tuesday here at Standing Strong Ministries headquarters, and we are excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. I'm ready to continue the series, but before we do, please do me a favor and download that app. You can do that on the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Do that, and we would love to see you on our platform there. And then also, we've got revival coming up. That's Monday the 5th through the 8th. That's Sunday through Wednesday at Pile Maverick Grace. That's with Pastor Darren and his lovely wife. And it is amazing. We're going to have a great time there. And we don't want you to miss that. We want you to be right on top of that. And we know God is going to richly bless you every day. All right. I'm excited about part 5 of this series, Keys to Living in Joy and Happiness. And man, we have taught you some powerful things dealing with sin. If you're not saved, you got to get saved. We dealt with becoming more aware of his continual presence. And today, I want to give you a powerful key to living in joy and happiness. And how you do that is you say the right words. Type that in the comment section so I know that you heard me. Say the right words. And here's how you do that. First and foremost, you have to understand that the Bible is very clear about words. And he says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we know that that's very important to understand, that if we don't get the right words out of our mouth, nothing in it is going to change. Nothing in our lives is going to change. So we have to make sure that we are always saying the right words. There's life, there's death. And what you speak really does matter. What you say matters in a powerful way, because you want to make sure that you've got the Word of God in your mouth and not your words. I want you to think about that just for a second. You and I have to make sure that we have the right words in our mouth, not just the Word of God in our mouth, not just our words. That's really important. So I want to give you the key scripture today. This is a powerful verse in Proverbs, and watch what it says. It says that take an apt answer. To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. I want to read that verse again. To make an apt answer is joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. That is a powerful verse that you and I can really glean from. So I want to give you a couple of things out of this scripture. And I'm going to give you some points today on what it means to say the right words. Joy, okay, by the answer of our mouth. So the right answer can create joy. We need to understand that saying the right things create joy. You've got to think about this, and you got to think about this in a powerful, you got to think about this in the right mindset. Your words matter. Your words can affect an atmosphere. Your words can affect a person. Your words can affect a situation that you're in. In your words can say the right joy, the right amount of word out of your mouth. The Word of God can say and adjust anything that you're looking to. So understand that joy by the right answer out of your mouth can happen. You get strategic joy when you say the right words. You can never have joy when you're always down on a situation. You can never have joy when you're talking negative about someone. You can never have joy when you're talking negative about a situation. It is imperative that you and I understand the value of the right word in the right moment, in the right season, which leads me to my next point. We've got to say words in the right time. You know, there used to be an old saying that said this, you know, it's not so much what you say, but how you say it. I want to add to that. Not only is it, you know, what you say and how you say it, but it's also when you say it. You know, I've had God do several things in my ministry, in my life, and God uses me a lot in the prophetic and the word of knowledge. And one of the things that I've really came to understand is sometimes I get things, I understand things, and I hear things in the spirit, but sometimes God is not telling me those things to say them right that moment. God is telling me those things so I can, number one, I can pray about it. Number two, I can understand what he's trying to say about that situation. And then number three, one of the most important things is I know when to say it. It's sometimes me knowing when to say it is the difference between a breakthrough and a destruction. Ooh, I want you to hear that. Sometimes the right word can be the difference at the right time between a breakthrough or a destruction. I want you to hear me on that. God is looking for a generation to not only know when to say it, not know how to say it, but also the right time to say it. I'm telling you, we got to grab a hold of this. This is huge. We got to get a hold of what God is trying to tell us. Okay? Saying the right words matters. Here's our key scripture again today. Let's look at it again. Proverbs 15:23. To make an apt answer is joy to a man. And a word in season, how good is it? So not only is it the right word, not only is it how it's said, but it's also the right time. And then I want to say this to you. It's got to be a good word. Guys, listen to me. A good word, okay? When I say that, I'm not saying that you can't have correction. I'm not saying that God can't correct you. I'm not saying that, you know, you can't correct someone else. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a way to do it good and not damage someone. There's a way to do it and bring that person to the next level of their life. You and I have to understand that we can say one word wrong at the wrong time, and we could destroy someone. Listen to this scripture in Proverbs. It says that a man who is offended is harder to win back. A brother, it even says, it's harder to win back than a fortified city. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I have to understand this valuable concept. The right word, the right time, the right season can mean the difference between it being a good moment and a bad moment for someone. And you and I right now have to grab a hold of that. I am telling you that we can live in joy. We can live in happiness by saying the right words in the right time. And then I want to lead you to the next point in this wonderful teaching today. Listen to me. This is really important. We've got to continually get out of our mouth how good God is. I want to say something to you. And I want to encourage you with this in a powerful thought, and I want you to think about this. I'm tired of people blaming God with their mouth when God had nothing to do with it at all. Listen, sometimes people don't use their brains. They don't use their head, okay? When I say that, I mean this right here. Listen, this is really important. You and I have to understand that God is good. That has to continually come out of our mouths. Period. There's no in between. There's no trying to figure out how we find out if God is always good. Let's understand, God is not the problem of the equation. But I'm going to tell you this more times than not. I want you to listen to this verse, Job. in chapter 1, the last verse of the chapter. Listen to what it says. Job cursed not God foolishly with his lips. That means that he said the right thing about God all the time. Man, I want you to grab a hold of that. We need to say the right thing about God all the time. If we can say the right thing about God all the time, our lives, our family, our children, our ministry. God, listen, I'm not where I want to be, but you're so good to me. I'm preaching the gospel. Come on, we can find good in anything. All right, which leads me to my next point. If you ever want to keep saying the right words, let me tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to keep the right mindset. Keep the right mindset. I got to keep the right mindset. What does that mean? That means that no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, I got to keep the right mindset. I got to know that God is getting ready to elevate me. I'm feeling this right here in the studio this morning. God is getting ready to elevate me, and God is getting ready to elevate you. God is getting ready to bring revival to our church. God's getting ready to bring revival to our nation. God's getting ready to bring revival to my family. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter what I feel. That's the mindset that I'm in. God's about to move in a great way. God's about to move in one of the best, in the best season of my life. God's about to move in the greatest moment of my life. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. And I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that this is the moment God is getting ready to move. This is the moment that God is getting ready to change your life. This is the moment that God is getting us ready for. We've been praying for this season. We've been believing for this season. Right now, it's coming to my hands. It's coming in my possession. It's coming. Come on, we got to get in that right mindset. The devil is defeated. I will not be broken down. The enemy will not destroy me, because God will not allow the enemy to destroy me. Man, I'm feeling this today in the show. I'm feeling it. You and I are about to have the greatest moment of our lives. Right now, we're breaking down the enemy's strongholds with the right mindset and the right words. You gotta stay positive in your mind. You gotta stay positive in your mind. I want to encourage you with that this morning. You gotta stay positive in your mind. Don't allow the enemy to bring your mindset down. Don't allow the enemy to bring your mindset to a place that you cannot receive from God, because God is a good God. You and I are going to change our generation because of the power of God and the word of God within us. That's the mindset we have to be in. When I walk into Walmart, I change the atmosphere. When you walk into the doctor's office, you change the atmosphere. When you walk into the place that you're in your life, God is going to use you to change the atmosphere, set the tone, and the devil's about to back up. That's the mindset that you and I've got to be in, to say the word, to speak the word, to believe that God's going to move and everything in our world will change. Man, I'm feeling that today. And the last one that I want to give you is this. You got to set your mind on Him, and you got to set your mind on the right things. You know, the Bible tells us, think on these things. That's in the book of Philippians. Think on these things. If you and I can just think on things, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things. You and I, right now, thinking on the right things. My children will be saved. My grandchildren will be saved. My body will, I will walk in divine health. I will live the length of days, and I will have a good, long, and satisfying life. Oh, Brother Strong, you're just saying that. Listen to me. I'm telling you. You've got to set your mind on the right things. Him. Man, he whose mind is stayed upon the Lord shall be in perfect peace. Perfect peace, joy, and happiness. You are in joy because you are in peace. You get peace by setting your affection on the things above. Okay, and I want to tell you right now, this is a promise that you and I have. This is a promise that you and I can grab a hold of, and everything we have need of comes comes from thinking on things above. Set your affections on the heavenlies. Set your affections on the presence of God. Set you, ikaraba sanderebebe shekere mando robo. Set your things upon the things above. I'm telling you, the power of God is in this word this morning. Get your words in line with His word, and in the due season, things are going to change. I want to encourage you today. I want to bless you in the name of the Lord, and I want to tell you, you are about to step in to one of the greatest moments of your life because you, man, listen to this verse again one more time. To make an apt answer is joy to a man, and a word in season, how good is it? What word is he talking about? His word. His word is always in season. Woo! I feel like Ric Flair this morning. His word is always in season. His word is always in season. Hey, that's a powerful thought today. It's always a word in season. Hey, listen, guys, I want to give you just a quick announcement. I'm going to do a show tomorrow, but I'm going to be out and about. So I want you to tune in. We're going to do part 6. I'm going to give it to you, and it's going to be incredible. And I want you to know that the Lord loves you. He cares about you, and He is about to answer your prayer. He is about to move in your life. He is about to change your dimension, your season, and you are about to get the right words in your mouth, and everything in your life is getting ready to change. And by the way, God is fixing to do something incredibly awesome in your life right now. You guys be blessed. I love you. I'm praying for you, and God is about to move in a powerful way. You be blessed, be encouraged, and I love you, and I can't wait to see you. And God is about to do something amazing in your life. I love you. See you tomorrow right here at 11:30. God bless.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.